Alrighty, hello everybody. Well, the camera switched around when I didn't request it. It has a mind of its own, it appears. And maybe I do too. And maybe you do too. Well, actually, maybe we all do. And actually, I guess I worked on the Brain series. And within that Brain series at PBS, at Channel 13, back in the 80s, we all realized at that time and forever, ever, we all have our own brains. And let's pray we use them in a good way and for the betterment of humanity. Okay, so today's good news show is an important show. If you have eyes, which I pray you do, and every gift on our body, every gift in general is a miracle, then you want to hear from Dr. Mayank Chisette. She speaks about how to take care of your eyes under this COVID concerning time. And that's good. I just was there because I had a little problem with my eyes. And I even took an allergy test. I'm allergic to timothy tree. Anybody know what timothy tree is? I hope it's not in my backyard. It better not be the tree that grows in Brooklyn, because that's a gorgeous, gorgeous ailanthus tree. We'll look into that, though, after, right? I mean, a lot of people that we first started off with a virtual medical diagnosis, and then I went in to be checked. So, you know, if you're hurting somewhere, there are virtual ways to go about dealing with your concerns. That's important. So today's show, we're going to start off with a piece that actually my sister sent me, Tomfoolery. And it's very, very cool. After Tomfoolery, we're going to go to Katia Grineva, who's having a performance this evening. And I suggest that you go to it. We'll read up a little bit about what it is and what's going to happen. Hey, Rob. And then we have the doctor, Mayank Chisette, the ophthalmologist, talking about the eyes. And then we'll go to Claire for a little bit of calming down under our daily routine. Okay, I just walked down to Columbus Circle, and not many people out, but some stores are starting to open up for out taking stuff out, takeout. And that's good. And actually, we have a nice story there. We had a beautiful story yesterday at a restaurant on the corner, CN. We had a nice story, and you can go to, on my page, Amsterdam Deli on 79th. That's, there you go. So, there's a lot of good news. Hey, David, how you doing? Hi, Mar, how are you? Well, this is all very kind, loving, and, I thank you all. So if you have, want to hear a little more about eyes and protecting your eyes, this is a good show. But this Tomfoolery piece is great, and Katia plays Carnegie Hall. So we're going to flip this around, and hopefully it'll work. I don't know. You know, some people have such sensitive fingers, and they're able to do this so much easier than I. But look at this Tomfoolery thing. I think it's a very interesting piece that was sent to me, and we're going to go for it. Here we go. Hopefully it'll come up. Maybe I needed to escape that. And maybe I needed to go do this. I think I... Yeah. Okay. Listen to this. It's powerful. Open. Why are we getting, learning how... Oh, boy.
Tell me the one about the
mouse, then I'll go to bed. But my boy, you're growing weary, sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favorite. I promise, just once more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well. The story starts before then, in a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty. Back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick. You could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted. And the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer. And every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. and every day the skies grew thicker, till you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient to die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. But while we all were hidden, amidst the fear, and all the while, people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you, and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe. And the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off onto the seas. Some people started dancing. Some were singing. Some were baking. We'd grown so used to bad news, but some good news was in the making.
Good news.
And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new. And every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow and all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then there have been many. But that's the story of how it started, and why hindsight's 2020.
Because if you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it because they can see you.
Exactly. If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Okay, back, lie back down.
Wait, can I just practice right now?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's a great piece, huh? Thank you, Toby. Okay, so send me your pieces because I'd be honored to share them. We're going to go to Katya. Katya's actually performing at our Peace Day party. And listen, it's Giving Tuesday tomorrow. You know, it's all our nonprofit outreach here. And if you can help us a little, that would be great. So let's listen to Katya perform a little here.
Hi.
Hello, Katya. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Beautiful. Well, we're so excited to have you part of the show. Please share your thoughts about the International Day of Conscience.
Well, I think at this time, as the times are so stressful, it's so important to stay positive and connect to your heart and don't give in to the fear, because the fear is the worst enemy. And, you know, as a musician, I've always to stay conscious and produce conscious, and I experienced a lot of stress and anxiety like doing that, so I'm very familiar with that feeling, and I know how to turn into like positive mind and like feel things from the heart, and I think it's the most important thing right now. And I also hope that this disaster which is happening, will something good will come out of it, and people will be kinder to each other, and they'll be especially kinder to nature and to the animals, because I think whatever we do wrong for the nature, it comes back. So I hope that it will be a new era soon, and there'll be more care and love and appreciation of the nature and wild animals. That's what I hope.
Okay, Katya, thank you very much.
Okay, now Katya does have an event this evening. Let me see if I can find that to just tell you a little bit more about it. Let's see here. Is this Katya's event? Yes, hi, dear friends. Hopefully you'll be well. So she's going on to Zoom this night, tonight, at this location. We will put that on this story so you know where to go on the 4th, Monday, because Kathy is just a superstar, wonderful, kind, loving, caring woman, and we thank her for being part of our show. Okay, let's go get our eyes checked, all right, because it's good to be able to see. All right, here's my interview I just did a little while ago. I was sitting in the chair here. You know, every part of our body, we need to make sure it's in good shape. So let's hope this plays back. This is Facebook Live.
As Posakis Good News Planet, I'm here at Dr. Mayan Kachet's office. We're at an optometrist.
Ophthalmologist?
Okay. All right. Hi, doctor. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm okay. Well, I got a little spy in my eye, and that's why I'm here. And I'm getting treated very, very well here. I also checked on allergies and preparing. And we wanted to talk about COVID time now and eyes. And is there any connection or what can people be doing or shouldn't be doing and so on and so forth? If you could share. Thank you.
Well, it's your eyes are mucous membranes, just the way your mouth is and the inner part of your nostrils. So the eyes are a point of entry for viruses and bacteria. The reason that Dr. Fauci is telling us don't rub your eyes, don't touch your face, essentially don't rub your eyes, don't bring any possible germs, viruses, bacteria, whatever, into your face right now, because this is a very contagious virus, and touching a surface that somebody else may have touched, a door handle, an elevator button, and then touching your face could transmit COVID-19 to you. So you want to wash your hands with soap and water anytime you come in from the outside or you touch any surface outside of your home. It's recommended right now not to wear contact lenses, because contact lenses do require touching your eyes, and then possibly rubbing your eyes later if the contact is bothering you and becoming infected unnecessarily. So if you have the option of wearing your backup glasses, you see I'm wearing goggles, it's just an extra layer of protection, first of all. It's a shield, glasses are a shield, but in addition, you avoid touching your eyes. So we recommend doing that. If you do develop any eye symptoms where either the eyes or the eyelids are irritated, you have any discharge from the eyes, redness, feeling like there's something in the eye, even though you don't see anything in the eye, so foreign body sensation, those are all possible signs of conjunctivitis and could also be evidence of COVID-19. But as you know, there are so many symptoms now, and we get a new symptom every day, that it's hard to keep it all straight. But we've seen some people who felt like there's something in the eye, and people with certain kinds of conjunctivitis that did end up testing positive for COVID. So those are the things we look for here.
Okay. And so how, I mean, I guess we don't really know how that virus would go into an eye. I mean, it's and could go in because an eye is an opening into your body.
Yeah, it's an opening into your body. Yeah, exactly. And your tears carry viral antigens and antibodies. We have antibodies in our tear film. But supposedly the virus can last in your tear film for up to 2 weeks after resolution of symptoms. So it gets absorbed into the bloodstream through the conjunctiva, everything is connected in your face, so your tear ducts are connected to your nose and to your pharynx, which is two modes of entry as well.
What's a pharynx?
Oh, sorry, your throat.
Oh, throat.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Everything is connected to everything else.
Eye, ear, and throat. Is that the way they always say?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Is there any kind of, besides goggles, besides the masks, anything else protective that somebody should give some consideration to?
Well, if you are worried that you're exposed, somebody sneezed in your face and you didn't have any protection on, I would immediately just irrigate your face And, you know, they're saying Listerine washes. I would probably do, there are some, well, we have, and obviously this isn't something you would have on hand, but there are some sprays that contain hypochlorous acid that have been shown to be effective against some types of viral conjunctivitis. So let's say go to your eye doctor, you can get, you know, you can get a prescription for the spray or get a sample of the spray. And that's about all we can do. I guess the most important thing is to protect ourselves so we don't get it in the first place.
And how about virtually? I initially met you virtually.
Yes.
And I thank you very much for that.
Of course.
And I took a photo of my eyes, and then you took a look and, you know, had suggestions. And one of them, based upon Mike's condition, you know, was to come on in and take a look. And you're a hero here in the world for being here for others. So that approach is wise, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I mean, if you can stay at home and see a doctor and not have to go out and possibly risk, you know, touching that elevator button or that subway pole or whatever, and do this from the safety of your own home, obviously that's ideal. If there's something more urgent, if you've lost your vision or, you know, have severe eye pain, or something that's more urgent, then there is no substitute to coming and seeing the eye doctor in person. But if it's something a little less severe, then it's best to deal with it over the internet.
Yeah. Okay, the website here is?
It's www.cityimd.com.
And we're here on 58th Street off of Columbus Circle.
Yep.
Area. Let me ask you one other last question. We're involved with World Peace and the International Day of Peace. And of course, this is not the most peaceful time for many. And how about for you, Doctor? What is peace for you?
What is peace for me? Peace is, you know, waking up in the morning, having the freedom to do what you want, not being worried about yourself or your family or your friends being under attack, and democracy, you know.
Okay. All right. Doctor, thank you so much for sharing the good news with us.
Thank you.
Okay.
As for Scientist Good News Planet, I'm here at Dr. Mayan.
Boom. Let's see if I can get out of this now. Okay, so there's some good information there, right? By far. Thank you, Doctor. Okay, all righty. So, you know, I guess there's a lot to learn here, by far, always. We're going to go to Claire very shortly. I will like to say one more time that tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. We're a nonprofit. We made a movie nonprofit-wise. I wrote, may created a book. And we have a game, Hug for Peace. We've been doing a 7 o'clock show also. We invite you to come and be part of that as well. We're probably going to start doing this in the evening. Tomorrow we're going to show a little bit. We had a great show on Sunday, or an important show, about disabilities and COVID. And here's a good friend from China, Ms. Ma. She performs and created a song. We did an interview with one of the franchise owners of McDonald's, Tanya Lawrence, sorry, and we will we'll show that tomorrow. That was a very nice interview, and a lot of good stories. This one's in Italian if you want to practice your Italian. Good time to practice a language. If you have any thoughts about coronavirus, share them. Dr. Churchill had some good things. We go to our Claire. This is the president of 4-H, and over in all these things, thousands of shows, thousands of podcasts. This is a fun commentary on COVID and what you should be doing. Jay Leno has a couple of things to say, and Brad Pitt does too. So, but that's, you know, our homepage, and that's all good. And we love that. And we love sharing people's good news, and we have for a long time, 21 years, and we shall continue the best we can. All right, so let's see a little bit about what Claire's up to. This is actually the beginning of a video that Claire put together for the fire department. And this is for first responders, who we know go through a lot of stress and strain, And they sure could use some breathing, a lot of good breathing techniques. Remember, this is respiratory virus right now. So improve your respiratory condition and you'll be thankful.
Very important section of the DVD. These are helpful hints that will help you and protect you. So, most important is that you're breathing deeply throughout the entire session, breathing in and out through our nostrils. And we want to make sure that we keep our tongue at an energy point called fire point. So, this energy point is on the ridge of the upper gum behind your two front upper teeth. This prevents you from clenching your teeth, tightening the jaw, and this can be done throughout the day, and especially when you're going to work, when you're on the job, when you're in a stressful situation, tongue at fire point, but best to keep it there all the time, except when eating and speaking. The fire point is, again, I'll just demonstrate, on the ridge of the upper gum. Your mouth is shut, so no one sees it, okay? And it's just gently the tip of the tongue just connects with the fire point. It's like connecting this really powerful circuit of energy that flows up the back of the body and down the front. And when you're on and off the job, climbing stairs, in that situation where there's, you know, some tenseness and stress, remember, tongue at fire point. It's very, very powerful. And through the whole routine, tongue at fire point, and all day long, except when you're eating and speaking. And if you do this right before you go to sleep, you won't grind your teeth. So it takes some practice and getting used to, but it's really powerful. So, breathing deep, tongue at fire point, pleasant look on your face will be an indicator if what you're doing is okay, because everything should feel good, strengthening and nourishing. We want to also maintain balance. So, in equestrian pose.
Okay, so we're not going to go to the equestrian pose today with Claire, but you're welcome to go to the equestrian pose with Claire today. We're going to thank Claire. We're going to thank the doctor, Mayan, and that tomfoolery was a nice piece. I like that. So we're going to now thank the St. Francis of Assisi and thank all the do-gooders out there and that are helping during this time. People don't even know people and they put their life on the line. How many people do that? I mean, it just is magnificent. So that 7 o'clock clapping for them is so needed. We should be clapping every day. We should be thankful every day for so many people that are doing. We're going to do a whole nurse special. We've done a bunch of nurse shows over the years, many with Johnson & Johnson as well, who support the nurses for many years. So I've always liked to read this, not because it's from any religion, but it's because the words are very powerful. And I think as every day goes by, we have a little more time to ponder our lives. And that's the good news, all right? This is an upbeat scenario, okay? Let's do good, be good, and the good will come your way by far. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Where there is injury, pardon. I just wanted to say that my friend, my lawyer, Marianne Zimmer, who's on our board, we have a great board of people that are just so wise and have helped us so many years, said a lot of times what we might want to say to another is that there's been a misunderstanding, okay? Because in my master's degree, communications really is a two-way street. You might not understand anything I'm saying right now. You'll understand what you can understand based upon your upbringing, based around your environmental realities. So let's give each other the benefit of the doubt that we might not know what they mean. And they might not even be able to explain what they mean. So a little kindness never hurt. I think George Bush used to say, make the world a nicer place. No, let's be gentle. I don't know. Words like that are good from anybody, everybody. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. And it is in giving that we receive, it is pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Our women, we like to say, to pay more respect towards women, because in many respects they haven't been respected. Okay, so that's the way that we do it. I show you, I'm a minister, and I'm happy to share whatever I can with you. Anytime, 24/7, 212-647-1212, that's me. Let's just go outside today and take a moment to give a little nature to us, and a little prayer. It's been a busy day. It's wash day. Keep everything clean. You should wash when you come in and wash when you go out. No. Wash when you come in, and be very careful. Oh, it smells beautiful back here. Oh, nice breeze. And I'll try to get out and get some fresh air every day. Okay, everyone, thank you very much for tuning in today. I appreciate it. I'll do a concert later this week. Not that I'm so good, but I enjoy it myself, and many people have said they like it too. So that's a good thing, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here for you, and we'll go from there. My name is Paul Slatkis. Our website is goodnewsplanet.tv, with which we broadcast all these shows on. And let's just take a moment and do respect to everybody in the whole wide world. Brothers and sisters, every day, enjoy every moment, and show love.